What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and things are starting to warm up around Buckeye Lake. We're joined today by Captain Kelly Collins. Captain Kelly, give us the scoop on all things Pirate Fest this year.
Well, the festival is going to start on Friday, May the 15th, and run through Sunday the 17th. It's free to attend. Free admission, free parking, free music, and a free treasure hunt. We've moved this year, so our big news is we've moved from the village of Buckeye Lake. We just outgrew the village. We had so many people show up. Over to the east end, we're going to be docked at Captain Big Stands, just in Thornport, on the east side of the Buckeye Lake. And we're excited this year because of all these new activities. With the new location, we can spread out. We're going to add live music. We're going to have performers on Captain Big Stands stage. And we've got a Renaissance Market, which is new this year. And we've got some local performers, acoustic guitar. We'll be singing some sea shanties and entertaining people with some magic tricks and so forth. We've got pirates performing throughout the Renaissance Market. We're also going to have a pirate ship there for the kids with games and activities to keep them occupied. We've got some animals with a little petting area for the kids there, too. So lots of activities, lots of things to do. It's all free. Come on out. Have a good time. We've got 7 food trucks there to provide you with some different foods. We vetted our food vendors to make sure we have 7 different products, the types of products available for all different types of diets.
Lots of fun stuff coming up on the schedule. Where's the best place for people to park?
As you're headed down Blackburn Lane towards Captain Big Stands, we'll have signs directing you to our parking lots. We'll have parkers there to help guide you. We want to be as efficient as we can parking cars so we can get as many cars in and out as necessary.
Now, I know that people love to dress up for Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. What kind of costumes and outfits do you see people show up in?
We're so pleased to see so many people dressed up as pirates, but our theme is for pirates, steampunk, and mermaids. And we see all of those costumes there. But, you know, you could do the full pirate gear, or just take a bandana and wrap it around your head and change your attitude, and you're a pirate. Anything really goes, and it's not required that you dress up as a pirate, but we're going to have vendors there selling lots of pirate costumes, pirate hats, mermaid outfits, so all kinds of costumes and outfits so you can purchase them there.
Can you share some pirate jargon with us?
Are you scurvy dog? Be prepared to walk the plank.
Wow, that's pretty good. So if you don't know the pirate culture, you at least start with that. That'll get your foot in the door or peg leg in the door.
That's a good call. I like the peg leg. One of the favorite things pirates like to say is "ar." You know, you hear people say that all the time. It's a greeting. Another one is walk the plank. Well, you've done something wrong and you're now being kicked off the ship. And we are going to have a walk the plank pirate parade this year, sponsored by Buckeye Lake Boat Rental. And so you'll get an opportunity. We're going to meet at the stage, and then we're going to walk all through Port Royal in a parade. So that's something new we're adding both Saturday and Sunday.
So once you dress like a pirate and once you start talking like a pirate, what else can you get into at Pirate Fest?
You come to Pirate Fest, you get a free treasure map, and you're going to go out. There'll be a few treasure chests at Port Royal where we're hosting Pirate Fest, but then all around the lake, we've got businesses that have their treasure chest ready for you to come in. You scan the QR code and you register to win their treasure chest. So you can register to win as many as you can find, but you can only win one. And each treasure chest has a minimum of $100 in value.
Now, you don't need to have a pirate ship to be able to attend Pirate Fest, but let's talk about the different ways you can attend.
Well, there are multiple ways to attend. You know, you can drive to Port Royal. But if you want to go on the treasure hunt, we've got Buckeye Lake Marina is going to be hosting our pontoon boat tour. You go there, they're going to give you a treasure map, and they're going to give you a list of locations you can get to by pontoon boat or speedboat or wave runner, jet ski, kayak, whatever you can do. You can also go to R&R Bait in downtown Buckeye Lake, the village, and they're going to give you a treasure map, and you take your golf cart, and you can drive through the village looking for treasure chests. You can also ride your bicycle over to the new Escape the Buckeye Lake Welcome Center, and it's in the blue lighthouse across from the dam. And you pop in there on your bicycle, they're going to give you a treasure map and an opportunity to go looking on bicycle for treasure chest. And we also, if you're in the Thornville area and you've got a side-by-side or four-wheeler, you can go to the Lake's End, and they'll have treasure maps there with a list of locations you can get to legally on your side-by-side. there are places you can get to that have treasure chests. So, yes, we've got a multiple opportunities to get out and spend the weekend having fun looking for treasure chests. And there's another opportunity. If you ride a motorcycle, you go to Roadhouse Cycles and get your treasure map and a list of locations that are welcoming for motorcycles, and put your way around the lake on a motorcycle looking for treasure chests. So we try to provide you with a variety of options to get out and have some fun. And just take your car, grab the family, toss them in the car, and put on your pirate hat and go looking for treasure. That's another great way.
And the key to this is having the map. So you got to go back to the days of the pirate. No Google Maps. You got to use your handy-dandy map. Is there a place where people can go to kind of literally map out what they want to do for Pirate Fest?
If you go to our website, we have a list of all the locations where the treasure chests are located. So, yes, you can go out there, and there is an opportunity. You can download it on your phone without actually picking up the paper map, but that's not fun. You got to do the good part. Get that paper treasure map in your hand, open it up, and look around the map for the little X's, the red X's on the map with the location of the treasure chest. And then that out, you've got 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to go looking for treasure. But yes, you can go to BuckeyeLakePirateFest.com, our website, and there we have the list of all the locations with the treasure hunt. And all those locations will also have treasure maps that you can pick up to help find your way around the lake.
And what's this I hear about your pirates being after Mayor Linda Goodman?
Well, you see, the village wasn't real happy that we moved Pirate Fest. We got so big, we just outgrew the village of Buckeye Lake. And so the mayor has got the flag. She's got the Pirate Fest flag. So we're going to send a crew of pirates over there on Friday, May the 15th at 3 o'clock, and we're going to take her as comfortably as we can and put her on a boat, and we're going to transfer the flag with the mayor to the Port Smokehouse in Thornport. And then from there, we're going to have some convertibles, and we're going to put her in the car, and we're going to hoist her from there up to Captain Big Stands for our ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock on Friday, May the 15th. Our goal, ultimately, someday, is to move Pirate Fest all around the lake to different areas, different communities, so they can all benefit from this opportunity to have an influx of visitors from out of town looking for a good time and maybe spending some money with the local businesses. So this year is the time to move the flag from the village of Buckeye Lake to Thornport. Yes, we'll be kidnapping the mayor, but I don't think she's going to be resisting. She's ready to have a good time with us and show up at Captain Big Stance and welcome us and help us cut the ribbon.
I think as long as you supply her with some rum, she'll be good.
We'll do our best to accomplish that. We have a new beverage that we're introducing out here. It's called Captain's Carbless Grog. I don't know if you know the history of grog, but ship's captains the pirates liked to drink rum, and they didn't want them having too much rum, getting intoxicated, so they mixed it with water, and they'd put some lime or some lemons in it so they wouldn't get scurvy. So we've created a beverage out here. It's going to be available during Pirate Fest weekend. It's called Captain's Carbless Grog, and it's got a shot of dark rum, half a can of Carbless lemon lime, and then they're going to put it with some black salt on the rim of the glass, put a lime on it, stab it with a sword, and serve it to you. So here's your chance to get a nice beverage while you're out here and help enjoy Pirate Fest.
The official drink of Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. Is there anything else you want to add before we let you go today?
Well, we just wanted to do this Pirate Fest to give everybody an opportunity to get together as pirates. We have over 1,400 members of the Buckeye Lake Pirates. That's a group out here at the lake. We have our own Facebook group, and we just want people to come out, enjoy being a pirate for the day, and it's all about attitude. Come out here to have a good time, relax, enjoy the water, enjoy being around fellow pirates, steampunks, and mermaids.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.